So far in England, government guidance against the Omicron variant has focused on the booster vaccination campaign, and the pace of the rollout has shot up in recent days. The rate of Omicron infections has soared too, with scientists warning the new year could bring thousands of hospital admissions and deaths each day if stricter measures aren't brought in soon. At a cabinet meeting on Monday, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson will have found himself caught between the scientists and rebellious ministers and MPs who say not enough is yet known about Omicron.
We know that there's been, and I've got the data in front of me, 104 hospitalisations from Omicron. The question really is, does that, and there's a lag time of days, if not weeks, to finding out whether that leads to more fatalities as a result of this. That's, if you like, the missing piece of the data puzzle, but we constantly keep it under review.
In a pre-recorded statement, Johnson erred on the side of caution, political caution, that is, less so perhaps in the interests of public health.
We will have to reserve the possibility of taking further action to protect the public and to protect public health, to protect our NHS. And we won't hesitate to take that action. But in the meantime, what I would say to everybody is please exercise caution.
The wave of Omicron concern, meanwhile, is spreading fast across Europe. Germany becomes the latest country to confirm plans for new restrictions, with social gatherings limited to a maximum of 10 vaccinated or recently recovered people from December the 28th. While in France, approval has been given for the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in children aged 5 and above. Both countries are joined by Austria in limiting travel from Britain, the current Omicron capital of Europe, but all will know there's no preventing its arrival eventually. Back in the UK, COVID-19's return to the headlines has been nothing but bad news for the Prime Minister. The next instalment in the so-called Partygate scandal features a photo of Johnson and his wife joining staff and officials for cheese and wine in the Downing Street garden last summer. The government insists these were work colleagues joining an after-work gathering and that no rules were broken. The public, who were under lockdown at the time and now facing another difficult Christmas, will likely see it differently. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.